Cheers. I'm sitting here at the end of Jay and Beyond, drinking beers with my friend Louis Landry, who is a very important person in the Joomla community, I hear. So Louis, can you please share a little bit about what you do, what's going on, how do you participate in the Joomla world, and why are you here at Jay and Beyond?
So my participation these days is largely to do with framework library platform development. So very low level, SDK-ish development. I've worn about every hat that the project has to offer. Everything from just basic newbie developer guy to project manager, communications team leader, everything in between.
So you look at the stuff like source coming in and what people are writing code with and where they're putting the code and things like that, right? So
yeah, I do some of that. I am not really active in the Joomla bug squad, so not so much with like tracker type stuff.
Okay.
Principally, I'm looking at long-term strategy and vision and architectural stuff, right?
Wow.
So a lot more. Library development, framework development, that sort of stuff.
So that's like a tough job because you have to see the forest from the trees, right?
Maybe tough. It's fun. It's what's energizing for me. That's the stuff that I find joy in.
So how do you keep track of it all?
I don't. I try. Constant vigilance.
Constant vigilance. That's a good word.
It's a never-ending story. I don't do as good a job as I should, but I try. And I get a lot of help from all sorts of friends.
So how do you do that? Like, do you communicate with them via email, or do you...
Email, Skype, phone, whatever.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently,
I guess you could say, in the last few months, I've not been as active as previously.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's because I took on a new job at eBay.
Oh, really? That's your day job?
That's my day job.
So this is volunteer work?
Volunteer work. I've taken on the eBay thing, and I'm sort of getting my sea legs, if you will. Right, figuring out how that's all going to work, but eBay's been very generous in wanting me to continue to participate in the project and actually allocating some of my time, my professional time, making sure that the Joomla project is in good shape and we're doing good things.
Wow, that's a really fortunate.
Yeah,
not many people have that.
Very, very lucky.
That's great.
Very, very
that's
lucky.
Great. So, what else do you do in your day job besides just kind of maintaining Joomla stuff?
I am a systems architect in the analytics platform department.
Wow.
At eBay. So right now we're working on a project to create a social analytics hub for everybody inside of eBay so that all of our business analysts and financial analysts can essentially have self-service analytics and do data mining and all that sort of stuff socially. People can learn from each other, figure out what other people in the company are doing, and share insights.
That's not an easy job. Plus, you have all this work and so many people in the community looking to you to like kind of help guide them, right?
But it's fun. It's all fun. And I'm passionate about this stuff.
By the way, this guy only sleeps 2 hours a night. Based on what I've interacted with.
Well, the last 2 or 3 days, that's probably true.
True. Yeah, that's true.
James
Cheers,
Beyond.
Man. That's why. So, Jay and Beyond.
Yeah.
This is a special event, right?
It is.
Why are you here? Why Jay and Beyond?
Jay and Beyond is an awesome event because it was something that the community came together and decided they needed to do. Right?
Okay.
It wasn't something that was top-down, it was bottom-up. People got together and decided that we needed an international conference and took the bull by the horns and ran with it. I'm here because...
bull by the horns.
Bull
by
spiked, the
horns. Right?
Well, it depends if you know what you're doing, right?
Okay.
I'm here because I wanted to talk to people. I'm here because I wanted to be supportive of it. And I'm also here because eBay is sponsoring the event.
Right on.
And they sent me here.
Cheers. So, that's another cheers. We're sponsoring the event, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
The interesting thing is, I found that he doesn't have to reach out to anyone, because people find him. To get him over here, we had to stop like what? How many times?
Yeah,
a few times. It's quite interesting because you are known in the community, and it's a challenge to be a manager of so many important things and people wanting you all the time, right? Provide feedback and guidance.
I've not been as good as I should have been on the management side of things. It's not something that comes natural to me.
Devs never are, so...
Right. I do the best that I can on that front, and then I try really, really hard to find the joy in the rest of it, the stuff that really makes me happy. And that's what I, wish for everybody here, right? Find the stuff that you enjoy. We've got people that are really good at all sorts of things.
So there are some really interesting changes or propositions coming, all the stuff that the community is kind of like bringing up there. Are you excited about anything that you've seen here in Jane Beyond that sort of... the direction where Joomla's going, and...
I'm excited at every Joomla event I go because, and especially this one, the passion that people have, right?
Oh, very passionate audience.
Everybody here...
I think we've recorded a bunch of them.
So. I'm sure. Everybody here has just an intense passion and love of Joomla, right? And that comes from all sorts of different angles, all sorts of different perspectives. Some people are happy, some people are sad, some people are angry, some people are blissful, right? But everybody is just incredibly passionate about this project. I think it's fantastic that we can all get together and have sane, rational conversations about how to move things forward and how to drive this thing into the future. So I really thrive off of that. I love having those conversations.
So it's about collaboration,
absolutely.
Relationships.
Absolutely.
Right? And community.
That's important. That's the key word.
So there's some interesting things that we're here at Microsoft, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're participating in various ways, and I'd love to hear if you've seen anything good or any feedback you want to give.
At Microsoft specifically?
Yeah. How can someone like Microsoft? Let's just not say Microsoft, but let's just say an organization like ours. How do we participate? It's really hard as an organization. Now you're like eBay. You understand the big company dynamics,
sure.
And how someone should participate in stuff. Do you have any advice for organizations?
I think you guys have laid out a really good roadmap on how to participate in a community like this. First of all, you're here, right? You're present. You're talking with people. You're figuring out what strengths and weaknesses are, what people need. You've been really helpful with solving the problems that we've had around support for your platform.
Okay.
Right? And that's something that we haven't always had from Microsoft. And to a large part because we haven't asked for it, and to a large part because you guys haven't been reaching out. I think that's something that the open source community and you guys have been learning together. Right?
Yeah, and it's only early steps for us.
Sure, exactly.
We aren't doing it all right, and it's a journey, as they say.
Absolutely.
And I don't know where the destination is going to take us, but we're trying to take some forward steps.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we're going to have to take a few steps back and forward again.
Sure. There's always going to be an ebb and flow. But I think the intent is to improve, to use your job title, interoperability, right?
Uh-huh, right.
To improve the way we work together, right? And that's true not only of, Joomla community and Microsoft, but amongst
others,
ourselves,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, really?
Right? I mean, this is something that we have to figure out better ways to work together so that my needs are met just as well as anybody else's are. And we can, find more ways to improve the product, right? And the community. And really just work together. I think from an organizational standpoint, the first major company that the Joomla project has worked with is actually Microsoft.
Well, that's good to
hear. I can think of off the top of my head. Like major, major, major company, right? Especially in the software world. We've certainly had relationships with Google and Yahoo and a couple of others. But you guys were the first ones that reached out and said, hey, there's a weakness here. And we need to find a way to solve it together, right? And that happened both with IIS support, which is before I think you were even involved with us, and again with Sudi's work on the multi-DB stuff, right? So out of that, we get support for multiple database engines, and you guys get support for your platform.
So we talked to Sudi earlier, and he was telling us, this game, he started playing with Oracle first, and
sure.
He said, oh, that's possible. Why not others? And
right.
We just happened to be the ones sort of saying, hey, we'd like to play too, right? And it was great because you match made us with Sudi, actually, and not sort of...
Sure. I mean, you know, essentially, you know, Grace, Francisco and I have a wonderful relationship where we talk a lot.
Heard that, Grace?
And, you know, we talk a lot about ways that you guys can help us and potentially we can help you.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
That's a, you know, we have discussions quite a bit. And it's been really beneficial, at least from my point of view, having someone to talk to. And having someone where I can say, you know what, we're having this issue. And we need to figure out a way to solve it. And for her to be able to find us people to talk to solve those problems.
Great, great. And Grace is really great at navigating the organization. And best of all, she's a great cat herder. And Fernando, too, which you guys have probably seen in some of the snippets of the video.
Right. She's reading right there.
They're chief cat herders, as we say.
Nice.
Or chief whips, if you want to put another term to it. And they move us forward. Of course, we work with lots of different product groups, and it's just as difficult inside organizations.
Absolutely.
To I can't imagine what all these different projects and extensions in the Joomla community have to face. So is there something that you would share to the developers, especially on the Joomla side?
The biggest thing that I think we need to do, and part of the reason why I'm trying to create this platform project, to enhance the underlying framework and code base, right, for Joomla, is that there's an awful lot of third-party developers, extension developers, reinventing the wheel, right? There's a lot of libraries that people are creating because there's no necessarily good reason for the code to be in the CMS, right, in the core distribution of the CMS.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean there can't be a common place where we work on libraries that are beneficial for third-party things. Right. An example, the example that I've been giving and is talking about this is like payment gateway libraries, right? So many different types of extensions, donationware, any sort of e-commerce, subscription, all that kind of stuff. You have to be able to process payments one way or another. PayPal, since I work for eBay, right? Authorize.net, any of the payment solutions that are out there. There's no reason why every single extension developer that writes an extension that uses that functionality or needs that functionality needs to write their own solution to connect to these payment gateways. This is something that we can all work towards get together on the platform project, and then everybody uses the same code base.
Isn't that a big development project issue anyway? I mean, whether it's open source or inside an organization?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And it's something that I think not everything is going to fit in that paradigm, but there's going to be a lot of things that there's commonality amongst large groups of extension developers, that if we can find ways to work together on these things, then, first of all, it's going to bring the community closer together, right? We're going to be interacting more. Hopefully, it'll create relationships that make the entire product base better. And also, it's going to make people's lives easier, and people will be able to build extensions quicker because you're using the same set of tools across all of these various things.
So, how do we normalize, as they say, and sometimes, in a word, refactor the situation that you have to adopt a future state that everybody wins with? As they say, rising tide lifts all boats,
right? Well, I mean, I'm looking at it as the same way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time, right? Like, we're going to start off by launching the project and try really hard to communicate what the goals are and what we're doing. And see where it goes from there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll reach out to people that I know. Hopefully others will reach out to people that they know. And we can find a way to come together and work on these things that we all care about and hopefully can improve the lives of extension developers moving forward and improve the quality of the code base, right?
Right.
Because the more commonality we have, the more normalization we have of the code that's driving all of these applications, the better off everything is going to be.
Right. So I'm the Interop team. I also do open source on the cloud and Windows Azure specifically. Is this a topic, platforms as a service specifically in the cloud, that's coming up now? And do you anticipate something that has to happen to normalize where we go to the cloud?
I think it's certainly on my mind, the cloud specifically.
Because you're a strategist. So.
Exactly. Well, and at eBay, you know, we're doing lots of stuff in the cloud as well. So it's on my mind both from a volunteer standpoint and from a professional standpoint. And I think it's obviously in lots of other people's minds as well. So the idea here is I don't have all the answers there, right? And obviously Future is more of an application platform than the traditional 2000s version of a CMS, right? Which is an application platform, but it's a little different in the way you think about it, or at least the way I think
about it. So is that more of building on top of the stack, or is it decentralizing, or what is it?
I think in some ways it's going to be centralizing some things, right, with respect to the code base. And this comes back to what I was saying with all of these extension developers writing distinct things that are repetitive, right? And we can find ways, hopefully, to bring some of that stuff together and standardize over it. But also, I think we need to decentralize a lot of the application code and a lot of the application logic so that people can write lots of different types of applications. Right, because the CMS, as we know it, is essentially just a web app that you can sort of plug extra things into, right? And that's great. That's totally great, and there's always going to be room for that. But I think what we're seeing as an evolution of the web is a more focus on distinct applications that provide services that work together.
That's very, really great, because that's something like what we hear Tim Berners-Lee and people like that saying, RESTful.
Exactly. This isn't new,
stuff,
right? I mean, this is what's happening.
Building, you know, those
exactly. This is what's happening. And, you know, for Joomla to be something that thrives and succeeds moving forward, we need to be on that ball, right? And that's part of what the platform stuff, hopefully, at least in my mind, is going to help drive. It'll allow us to decouple ourselves from the CMS, which has a huge installed user base. Right, which means that you're constantly, and you guys will know a lot about this, have to worry about backwards compatibility, right? You have to worry about making sure that new stuff works with old stuff as much as is possible. But then you have to also worry about being left behind because you're being held up by backwards compatibility, right? It's a constant struggle there. So figuring out the best path forward there sometimes means a divergence of stream. Mm-hmm. In my mind, right? And what I want to do with the platform is decouple it so that we can have lots of different apps that do lots of different things, maybe even a next-generation CMS that gets built independent of the CMS stream that drives so many websites today.
So side-by-side rather
sure.
than up?
Side-by-side and in concert. And I think that...
In concert's a good word.
Yeah.
Orchestration.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, this is going to be something that we'll see how it goes. Ultimately, this is a community-driven project. So what people think is cool is what will happen.
Wow. So as part of...
Can I say that you're part of the leadership team?
You can.
Okay, good. As part of the leadership team, isn't that a difficult task to, like, say yes and no to people all the time?
It's an incredibly difficult task.
So what do you guys do to say, hey, let's make everybody happy, or do you not?
You can't. We don't do a good enough job of almost anything right now. You know, and...
That's a bold statement.
It's a truth, right? And obviously, the people that are in leadership care a lot, passionate a lot, and I think most of us would love to have more connection with more people and more help for more people. We've not always done a very good job of reaching out.
So how can you do that better? I mean, is there a strategy that you guys are planning to make it more collaborative or inclusive?
Well, so we published a new development strategy some single-digit number of months ago, right?
Okay.
3 or 4 months ago,
yeah.
Where we've changed the course of what Joomla is trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. Previously, Joomla 1.5 and Joomla 1.6 were on really, really long release cycles, right? So
we know how that feels, yes?
You guys will definitely know how that feels. Really, really long release cycles. A lot of it has to do with trying to herd cats. A lot of it has to do with trying to maintain backward compatibility while trying to drive future stuff into it. And a lot of it has to do with burnout and people just sort of coming and going, you know? And that's just part of the volunteer nature of an open source project.
I think it's with anybody, with developers.
Well, sure.
They lose sight, or
exactly.
They're tired, or
exactly.
They want to do something else.
Exactly.
Right?
And, sure. And,
that's
and then there's you know, the hidden challenges that come with, you know, including new code that you're just not exactly sure of all the ramifications that are going to come in.
So what kind of advice when you, just like a small, like brief way, what kind of advice can you say is the sort of the right way for someone who is a newbie, and I would say I only figured this out 1.5 plus,
right,
to participate. What's going on?
So the first thing that I would encourage anybody who really wants to participate to do is go to our developer site, developer.joomla.org, and click on development strategy.
Oh,
in the top menu,
okay,
right?
Okay.
It's a really long document and it's a little dense, but it's thorough, right? We took a lot of time to write that document and really describe the processes that we want people to join with us in so that we can get the most out of all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And what's really been interesting for me is, as I talk with people over the course of these last few days, they're describing a process that they want to happen that's almost identical to what we've actually drafted.
But this awareness isn't there?
Awareness isn't there. And the biggest communication failure there is we published it, but we haven't been talking about it, right? And so I think if people read it and can take the leap of faith to jump in and say, hey, let's give this a shot, people will be surprised at what happens.
That's really awfully cool. So what's next?
Another beer and
another
a trip
beer
home.
And a trip home. He hoofs it quite a lot, especially when he has to get out there. He has to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is why I'm still involved in Joomla. It's these events, the connections with people, the conversation.
So you're now in the Valley. You're from Louisiana.
I am. New Orleans, actually. Let's be very specific.
Yeah.
Because there's Louisiana and then there's New Orleans.
Right. So he's a New Orleans boy. You faced all that Katrina
stuff.
Yeah. So this is the fun part. I'm just going to put you, let's just go context there. What do you like to do when you're not having to go to work and support the Joomla community? Do you have any time for fun?
Sleep.
No, yeah.
You know, my hobbies used to be cars. Like, that's what I used to do.
Hot rods, yeah.
Yeah, I actually worked my way through college, working on cars and pretty much anything automotive. I was really into it, and I still am.
So you're a grease monkey?
Yeah, wrench monkey, grease monkey, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, wrench head, I guess.
Wrench head, yeah.
Term, right?
Oh, that's a big piece of term.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry about the grease monkey part. Do you get to work on a car now? Do you
have, I really haven't in the last, couple of years.
You have other, machining to do in the community.
You know, what I do when I'm frustrated or bored or something like that, I'm either reading a book, or I'm writing some code that has nothing to do with anything else, right? Find something that I've been just aching to do and just go try a new programming language or try a new platform or try something different.
So what's on your bookshelf or side table today?
most recent stuff I've been reading, actually, I shouldn't even be mentioning this.
You don't have to, actually.
The trash novels that I've been reading are essentially
Twilight?
No.
Louisiana.
That would be awesome. Like, now,
vampire stories. Yeah.
No. I've been reading a bunch of mystery novels, right? Stuff that's, I wouldn't say mindless, but it's not.
Brain candy.
Yes, brain candy. That's exactly it, Stuff that's just fun and easy to read, right?
Dan Brown.
Cheers to that.
And Dan Brown, there you go.
There you go. Dan Brown. And we're in the Abbey.
Exactly.
I've heard Harry Potter terms, and now, Templar stuff. Anyway, so signing off from Jane Beyond, Louis Landry, Jess Andu, we're going to go home. We're in the same hood. So cheers.
Cheers.